praise the mount. Oh, fix me on it, mount of God's unchanging love. May I have the grace to speak to you in the name of God's unchanging love. Amen. Though I wager that not one of us here today is a leper, we all know what it is like to be an outsider, to be excluded. You might want to pause and think about a time, some situation in your life when you have felt excluded. Some of you may know that between the third and ninth grades, I attended 8 different schools. My family constantly moved, and I was always an outsider looking in. An image I'd like to use for the sermon today is that when we are excluded, it's as if we are X'd out. And when we are included, it is as if we are in a circle, a nice round O. Between the third grade and the ninth grade, I spent most of my time feeling like an X. Of course, I'm not the only one. You've felt X'd. Lepers have felt X'd. Maybe you were a geek in your school and you felt X'd. Maybe you were an artist surrounded in a sea of jocks and you felt X'd. We've all felt X'd. So what is it that breaks the barrier between being an X and being brought into the circle of O? You might think that it's always someone within the circle who breaks through and reaches out and pulls you, the X, in. But today's gospel suggests something else happens first. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Hey, look over here. I'm human too. This X that I am, I'm human too. It takes faith, it takes trust to speak up about one's sense of being an X. You have to believe that God cares about you. That unlike what I hear many of you say to me, God is not too busy to pay attention to you. God cares. God notices. God wants you inside the circle and not X'd out. You also have to have the faith and trust that if you speak up, someone inside that circle is going to respond. For these 10 lepers, somehow they have heard about Jesus and they believe, they trust that he's going to respond. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Look over here. We're human too. Maybe you know about lepers in Jesus' time. They had to live outside the bounds of community. Often they lived in caves outside of towns. They were regarded as unclean. In some cases, they actually rang a bell and had to shout out, "Unclean! Unclean!" meaning stay away. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how that feels to live that way? Of course you can. Because some part of you has felt that way at some time. So you have to believe that God cares and that someone will care if you cry out about your ex-ness. But someone else has to have faith. Someone inside the circle of O needs to reach through and to you. In this case, it's Jesus, who does notice, who does listen, who does respond to the 10. Differently from other stories, he does not touch them, but simply sends them on their way, and it does not say that they are healed immediately. Maybe that reminds us that when we feel like an X, moving from X into the circle of O takes time. It doesn't happen all at once. It's while they're on their way to Jerusalem, to the temple, obedient to Jesus and obedient to the law, to show themselves to the priests who were the certifying forces about being cleansed from leprosy. It's while they're on their way that they are healed. But something interesting happens then. The 9 keep on going. They're Jews. They can go to the temple. It's home for them. The priests are their priests. But the Samaritan can't go into the temple. He's what I'd like to call a double X. Maybe you've been one of those, excluded for more than one reason. He's been excluded because he's a leper, and now he is excluded because he is a Samaritan and cannot go to the temple. And so he turns around. He goes back to Jesus, the person in whom he has found God. And that's where he prostrates himself and gives thanks, just as presumably the 9 Jews do in the temple. A double X. Why do we do that to each other? Making X's out of each other and double X's. You know what this is like. You're suddenly welcomed into a circle, but something about you feels a bit uncomfortable, and so you want to exclude others from your circle so that you know that you are safe. We've all done this. You've done it. I've done it. We've all done it. Some kind of fear that we won't continue to be in the circle makes us keep others out, hold them down, somehow thinking that by doing that, we will be higher up. Jesus welcomes him back, this double X, leper now cleansed, healed, made whole, and Samaritan. He goes back to him, the Samaritan does, because Jesus has become his temple, his circle of O, the all-embracing one, the one who never X's us out. But we continue to X each other out, and so what are we to do, you and I? We X each other out for all sorts of reasons. Women feel X'd out by men in power who will not pay attention. People of color feel X'd out by those of us white folk who assume that power belongs to us by right. The young feel excluded by us elders because we think we have the wisdom. And in our currently terribly divided nation, Republicans are X'd out by those of us who are Democrats, and Democrats are X'd out by those who are Republicans, and the circle gets smaller. What are we to do? Jesus accepts you and welcomes you into his circle, no matter how many times you X someone out. But just as he asks the Samaritan to go on his way, presumably to proclaim the goodness of God, healing and wholeness that are possible, being welcomed into a circle is possible, so he asks it of us. And how might that happen? Well, you have a chance this morning, and so do I, when you come to this altar. If you were raised as an Episcopalian, you might have been taught that you make an X with your hands to receive the bread. When you do that today, you might look down at your hands and ask Jesus to crucify in you the part of you that excludes others. I'll be doing that. And you will receive an O, a round host, or perhaps a broken off piece of a big O. And maybe that can remind you of the goal for all of us, to be in one huge loved circle where no one is X'd out anymore. You and I will continue to fail. We will keep X'ing each other out, and every week you are welcome here to ask God to crucify that in you and to feed you with O-ness. And with each piece of O-ness that you and I are fed with, may we go on our way, enlarging the circle, making the world a big O in which no one is excluded or X'd out anymore.